Welcome back to the Special Education and Advocacy Podcast. I'm Ashley Barlow, and I'm so happy you're here. Okay, so I thought I would talk today about a concept that, or a practice, let's call this a negotiation practice, that I find to be extremely helpful, and that is not something that you're going to find in a negotiation or an advocacy strategy book. What we're going to talk about today is not necessarily a negotiation tactic as much as it is a special education communication strategy that has a very strong positive impact for the most part on your advocacy. And that is asking for a copy of the IEP before a meeting and then commenting back on that IEP document and sending that back into the school. This is something that I try to do in every circumstance. And it is something that is extremely helpful for the most part if you can do it for a thousand reasons. But let's talk about how this looks in practicality. So what I like to do is I like to, you know, when we schedule, say yes, and it would be great if we could have an IEP draft as well as all of the documentation that you plan to share before the meeting on or before this date. Sometimes I ask for it like a week in advance. I think there are some states that require that drafts are sent like 2 weeks in advance. That would be super nice, although 2 weeks would probably make me forget about it, honestly. And then I set a meeting with my client so that I have it on my calendar to go over it and then to review it with my clients. I then read through the entire thing once, and then I read through it a second time, and I actually color code notes. So I do notes for like my team in a certain color, and then notes for that are going to go to the school in a different color so that I can just delete my notes, like print it, have it, and then delete those and send that on to the school. And for the most part, I don't think I've ever made a mistake and sent them my notes. If I did, oh well, now you know my true feelings. So what I then do when I go through notes is I make sure that I put in positive notes, questions, suggestions, suggested edits, suggested additions, suggested revisions. So I will go in, and sometimes it's easier to do with a pencil. I actually use a Microsoft Surface as my laptop, so it comes with a pencil, or I can write with my finger on that, which is really nice. It's kind of like a tablet and a laptop. But you can print it and do this in pencil or pen, or you can use it as a PDF and then write on the PDF. I prefer text boxes. I don't know why. I also will go in and I will highlight the words that I think are important. So a word or a like concept that I will always highlight is anything that indicates that behavior is voluntary, or that behavior, you know, like a willingness to participate is something within the kid's control. So like when he wants to, he does well. I will highlight that. And then, you know, the first time I see something like that, I will write something on the IEP that says, could we talk about regulation and sensory processing as opposed to any conduct that makes behavior look like it's voluntary or within his control? And so today I said something, I changed something to more apt to participate when, or conditioned for learning when, or when the child is regulated and ready to learn, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes interest is appropriate, sometimes interest isn't, but I try to use enough words when I am writing the comment that I'm kind of suggesting the revision so that they don't just see me criticizing like behavior is communication, but they see my suggestion as to how to fix it. Sometimes I just suggest the fix, and sometimes I will use enough words that I'm suggesting something and asking them with their expertise to make the change. So the real key to doing this, and like as I make notes, I go up and down in the IEP a lot, because the real key is making sure that your notes are getting the services that you think are going to benefit the child best. Like, in other words, the services that you want. So if your main goal is inclusion, and you know that inclusion is going to work well with an aid, and you want to add an aid to that supplementary aids and services, then what you want to do is you want to go up all the way to the top of the IEP to the present levels and look at places where you think you can highlight that the child does better and is able to access the gen ed environment better with additional adult support. This is super important, for example, when the child is going from like preschool or kindergarten, where there's usually an extra set of hands in a classroom, to first or second grade, when the school loses that gen ed aid, or the aid is just really there to administer spelling tests into grade papers. So I write notes on there that are suggesting edits, basically additions, subtractions, revisions, and edits. And then I highlight things that might revert back to my suggestions. Now, if you have a pencil, this is really easy because you can usually like make an arrow or a, you know, line or something to your little comment. If you have to use text boxes, sometimes it's a little bit harder. I also do this in a way that's super duper collaborative. So rather than saying like, this was a goal that we worked on last year, I might say, you know, is this appropriately ambitious? Perhaps we need to up the ante. How can we do that? Or if it's a goal that has been on the IEP for a year or two or eight, I might say, can we really dive into the data on this one? It appears as though we might need to reevaluate the specially designed instruction so that she makes better progress, or give her a break on this goal. So that it doesn't sound like it's a criticism all the time. It really is an effort to collaborate. If I get to a section on my notes and I realize, you know, let's say I'm two-thirds of the way through, I've gotten through present levels, I've gotten through goals, and I'm in a state where the specially designed instruction then comes at the end, and I think, oops, I forgot to put in, let's say, you know, we'll make an easy example. Let's say that I want Orton-Gillingham reading. And so I want the IEP to say systemic, structured, spiraled, multi-sensory, evidence-based reading instruction, right? Like sometimes you're lucky and your district will just say Wilson, but a lot of the times you have to describe it because they won't put in the proper noun Orton-Gillingham or some OG program. If I get all the way down there and I'm like, oh, I wanted to ask for OG, then I'm going to go back up in my notes and I'm going to make sure that the substantiation for OG is in present levels, and that we've got a goal where we can track progress in OG, and that we've got somebody to implement the goal, etc. So another advantage to working in advance of the meeting with notes is you can make sure that you're substantiating the need for things that you're going to ask for later earlier, because what happens in a meeting if you don't do that and you get to the bottom of the IEP and you get to something like minutes or specially designed instruction or program modifications or supplemental aids and services, and you say, well, you know, I thought we would have an aide, or I thought we could talk about adding Orton Gillingham reading or something, they're going to say, well, nothing above, like we're building this in order, and nothing above says that you need an aide or that you need Orton Gillingham or that you need any of these supports. And then you're kind of left in the dust. And that is an unfortunate thing that schools do, because it should be, you know, we should be allowed to forget stuff, especially because we're parents most of the time, are advocates that might not be trained as special educators. But that's the way that this thing goes. And so it gives us a lot more foresight. Another reason that I think this is super helpful is because it allows parents to show where their knowledge is and where their knowledge isn't. So you can say things like, I need more explanation. What's direct instruction? Can you explain this to me? Or I don't really understand the system of least prompts. Or I've heard this explained a couple of different ways. Can you give me an explanation? If you ask that in a meeting, you're going to throw people off and you're going to get a 15-minute explanation that's going to go around and around and around before the teacher comes to what they want to say. If you prompt them before, even if it's 15 minutes before, they're going to have time to be able to explain it in the context of the IEP right there. So if you give them a little bit of warning, traditionally you get better information, more efficient information, because they're going to have time to do that. And you're going to have time to like research things so that your questions are going to yield answers that you want to hear to help either dig the position of the district in a little bit more or to help you make a more collaborative IEP process. Another reason why I like to do this is from an efficiency standpoint is far too often districts just start reading IEPs and like they don't stop when parents feel comfortable talking and parents don't feel comfortable interjecting. And then by the time they stop and say any questions about this, whatever the parents had a question or comment or concern about is so far gone that it's really awkward to go back. And so what I like to do in meetings where I get to submit is I like to say, you know what, we're happy if you want to go through this line by line. Like if that's the way you guys do it, it's inefficient. We've read the whole thing. You don't have to, but we'll sit through it. Or we can just go to our comments, like basically you guys took a stab at this. Can we now ask some questions and add some insight? And my experience is that that then makes the IEP much more parent-centered actually, because they're the ones that are like, okay, we're going to hear, we're going to hear, we're going to hear, we're going to hear. The one thing I would say is if you get a meeting like that, make sure that you still include all of your complimentary things too, because otherwise it looks like from your complaint to your complaint to your complaint, and we spend all this time complaining that IEPs need to be more strength-based, and so it doesn't make sense for us to then spend an entire meeting being like, well, I don't agree with this that you wrote in the draft, the initial draft of the IEP. So make sure that you stop and say, oh, I loved the paragraph that said blah, 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 that sounds just like my girl, and gosh, we're so proud of her, or whatever, you know, so that you're continuing to add that like positive mojo into the IEP. Another reason that I love to do this is timing. So sometimes we have to model to districts how much work it is for parents to participate meaningfully in meetings. And so if you ask for something, let's say a week before a meeting, you ask for the draft a week before the meeting, you know, an IEP these days is like at least shortest one I've seen in recent times is maybe 12 pages. Some of them are 30 pages or 40 pages. I had one last week that was, I think, 64 pages by the time the meeting came along. So like, how long does it take you to read 60 pages? I mean, my goal in my fiction, you know, Kristen Hanna books is 50 pages a night. And those are probably smaller than the pages on an IEP. And so it's going to take you 2 days to read a 60-page document, especially if you don't know the parts that you can skip over, the parts that, you know, are kind of boilerplate information. And also, then you're going to have to go out and get help from your private OTs or your private tutors or books or websites or me or whatever. And so you've got to get up to speed, and they've got to kind of set the tone for you so that you know how to get up to speed. So something that when we take IEPs and we do this, we're showing them where our baseline is, and we're showing them where how much information we need. So sometimes that's great because we can ask questions and we can show them that we need information. Other times we can tell them what information we know, and that can be super empowering to an IEP team because, you know, they can meet us seven layers into the onion instead of giving us this superficial stuff that we don't need and that really doesn't help the team. So I think showing them how much you know is as powerful as showing them what they need to still teach you in order for you to meaningfully participate. But also, you can model good teamwork. So, you know, let's say you get it 7 days in advance and you get them notes back 2 days in advance. Well, then your email is gonna say, here it is, I worked super hard. As you can imagine, this took me about 8 hours to do because I had to read it. I had to talk to a few people. Like, tell them what your experience is so that in the future you get stuff faster, but so that they understand that you're the kind of parent that will work through this stuff and that will process information and look for more information and really work through and thoroughly documentation in order to participate meaningfully. That has a humongous unspoken impact on the IEP. And ultimately, that's what I think all of this does. It has a very large unspoken positive impact on the IEP. So, writing on the draft, sending it with an email. Your email might have 1,000 more words, you know, by the way, we want to talk about blah, 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 and here's some preliminary notes, or here's what I know from my private therapist, or whatever. We can talk about that too sometime. Super duper positive, helpful strategy. Guess what I'm going to do right now? Jack just had his first track practice, and he worked so hard, and his reward is that we get to go get Penelope Catherine my 1975 Volkswagen combi bus. We get to go pick up Miss Penny K, our bus for the season, and take her out for a spin. She's gonna go buy a rotisserie chicken. Not too exciting, but it's exciting to get Penny out because that means it is officially springtime, and this will bring a little bit of joy in the midst of IEP season. Hopefully she starts. I will see you next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week.